New God, an art pop band led by West Virginia natives Kenny and Kurt Tompkins, released its sophomore record, Firework, this past July. I sat down with Kenny Tompkins and talked with him about the band, its music, and its West Virginia roots. It's interesting, just my age, I see all these people around me and they're just kind of leaving West Virginia, going elsewhere, which is wonderful for them. But it kind of makes me wonder, like, there's great things here. Why aren't more younger people staying here and kind of enjoying the scenery and the opportunities given to them instead of going to crazy New York and try to make ends meet?
Sure, I think that's a great point. And maybe West Virginia has a future that's like Detroit or Kansas City, where we'll finally become a destination for young people who want to build something different than Brooklyn or different than LA. But I don't necessarily know that that's happening yet. Boy, I could talk a long time about that. I grew up in the opposite end of the state than you. I'm not that familiar with, the Charleston area. I have been there several times and played some shows in like the Logan County area. That type of thing. But Kurt and I, my brother, who's also a New God, we grew up in the Eastern Panhandle in a little place called Petersburg. And I would say my experience there maybe wasn't like exactly what I've heard people say about Southern West Virginia. Maybe there's like a little bit of a different culture, but it's pretty similar. You know, it's very slow. I felt really connected to the old world that my parents and my grandparents were connected to, you know, things that a lot of people I don't think experienced growing up. I saw and experienced firsthand. But I also had this like outward perspective that the big city was so big and that I was so different from the people living there, and that it had something to offer mysteriously that West Virginia could never offer, which I know now isn't necessarily the truth. It was just my perception growing up. You know, we only experienced the cities and the culture of the cities through television and that sort of thing. And it's been sort of a learning curve as we've traveled and played music for people in larger cities, you know, to just sort of understand that everybody are, they're human beings everywhere you go, you know, and you're dealing with human beings everywhere you go, and not necessarily the totally different breed of city dweller that has a leg up on you in some way. I think there's just a humility that happens when you come from a small place in West Virginia. You're sort of made to feel like you don't understand it all, or you haven't seen it all. And I know now that that's kind of like a beneficial thing. I feel like I have a nice perspective on the world, having seen a little bit of both.
I think the problem with West Virginia right now is that I agree with what you said about Detroit. Like, we're kind of in the emerging stage right now where we're trying to figure things out. And maybe in a decade or two, we'll finally get more people coming here for the great music and the great arts and culture. But I think right now we're suffering from a lot of PR issues between the water spill and also just the way our state's perceived. But we're still a decent state. You know, it gives you a lot of opportunities if you're looking for them. It has a lot of openness. But I have to say that I still like going out of state, though, and coming back and realizing, like, I have a pretty good thing here.
Definitely. And I, you know, it's kind of in a long-winded way getting around to that, that I needed to go to those other cities to realize that I do feel more connected to maybe the pace of life in a place like West Virginia. You know, I assumed that I would feel better in faster-paced places with more people and more culture. But maybe it just comes down to, you know, like, you can take the country boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. Is that the saying?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it is the saying now.
Yeah, so that's generally how I feel. But I live in a busy place now. You know, I don't currently live in West Virginia. I live right outside of Baltimore and definitely suffer on a daily basis that feeling that there's a little too much traffic. The people are a little bit disconnected compared to the sense of community I grew up with, that sort of thing, and all those things West Virginia has going for it, you know, so I definitely feel connected to those things that you're talking about.
Going back then to just how, even though you didn't have the same sound you did back then when you were kids or teenagers trying to figure out what to do with music, I assume there's still some elements of it that were there, and you're trying to figure out what can we do with this in a kind of Appalachia-rich state.
Yeah, I think your environment definitely shapes the type of art that you make or music. You soak in a lot of influence subconsciously, and West Virginia is always going to be a part of that for me. If you mean, you know, the music we made while we were growing up, I think the biggest influence that West Virginia had on me was like the lack of different musical influences that floated in. You know, where we lived in Petersburg, we didn't have a record store. We didn't have any punk or underground music scene or older people feeding us thoughts and ideas about underground art or music. We didn't even have MTV or VH1 on our cable, so really there's a limited flow of new music and new ideas coming through to us. I honed in on a couple bands that seemed right for me when I was in high school and just really focused on them, but I didn't know a lot of music or learn a lot about underground music or art at all when I was still living in West Virginia. And so my first music projects with my brother all sort of reflected the taste that we had developed through that limited experience that happened in a natural way. You know, we made hard rock music that we listened to when we were in high school, you know, kind of emulated hard rock bands. And then as we grew and we traveled and we met more people, when you play independent music, you meet a lot of interesting people who have very independent, strong ideas about things. And we started to learn the sense of freedom to try and make things our own and not just, you know, like that West Virginia humility. I might have said to you 10 years ago, oh, all I aspire to be is as good as band A that I loved in high school. And that would be my top ambition. And now my ambition would be to make something truly independent of influence or something that's my own that can still reflect my upbringing, but that doesn't necessarily owe a debt to another artist. I think I had to go out into the world to gain that feeling. When we still lived in West Virginia, I felt sort of indebted to just live up to other musicians and other artists, and now I feel more free to be myself. But still, you know, I haven't seen a lot of reaction to our music from people where I grew up or people from West Virginia in general. I would never generalize people and assume that just because we're from West Virginia, you wouldn't like our bands. But I also am hesitant, you know, to assume that we would have a massive following in West Virginia at some point just because we're a little bit off the beaten path. That's all. You know?
If someone comes from West Virginia, like Jennifer Gardner or Landau Eugene Murph, West Virginians tend to take ownership of them immediately when they become famous. Like, it tends to be like, oh, well, you know, Jennifer Gardner, she goes to the local cafe here in Charleston all the time. Maybe when you reach a certain point, then West Virginians are all going to say, this is our band. They were raised here in West Virginia. They are West Virginian band. So maybe that's something in time that will, as a population, come to realize that this is a treasure and we should actually talk about you all more in conversation when we talk about great landmarks.
That would be a peak for me. If I was able to generally make West Virginia people feel proud about themselves, that would be an epitome of effort. So I'll keep hoping for that for sure.
I've looked at your Facebook, your YouTube, your official website, all that. And I have to say, it takes me a couple more clicks than usual to find you all because of the Kanye West stuff. And then also some other random stuff pops up too. I forget what it is, like maybe some religious stuff. So that must not be easy for your social media presence.
No. And honestly, to be frank, that was really, really okay with me when I first started the project New God. It was supposed to be sort of an internet-free thing, but that never happens anymore. So that was not part of the consideration when we named the band that, and I think that's probably the right way to approach it. I mean, maybe professionally it would be better if we could be found easier, but I'll only say two things about that. I love the band Real Estate. Have you ever tried to Google the words Real Estate? That's really not going to come up with direct results for them.
Very true.
Same thing. It doesn't mean you can't be successful. And also, my favorite experience is finding new music in the last 5 years. It's how the internet, you know, makes it ease of availability. Because I come from a time when I had to try a little harder, I actually like that chase a little bit. And, like, my favorite artist that I found in the last 5 years is a guy named Dan Temple.
Hmm.
And he's very impossible to find on the internet. I hope to help him change that, or I hope that our label can help him change that in the very near future. But I heard a song by this guy while I was on tour, and I tried to find out on the internet what it was all about, and the internet gave me nothing, and that just lit this fire where I was like, the internet doesn't know. Wow, there's really something to investigate here, you know? And so I don't know. I think for an individual who may be discouraged when they Google us and don't get instant results, that one type of person and then another type of person may like appreciate our band more knowing that they have to find us.
New
New God released Firework, their sophomore record, this past summer. You can hear more from New God on A Change of Tune, airing Saturday night at 10 on West Virginia Public Radio. I'm Joni Deutsch. Thanks for listening.